Frank Zito, Tema. Ralphus. Natasha Di Natale. Shout out to Saddam. Do it. White slavery where bitches get put under siege, shoved into a van and kidnapped right from the streets, never to be seen again by any of their peeps. Just a victim buried deep in the world of creeps, who run through alleyways associating with freaks. You'll never be found, but cops will be searching for weeks, looking for leaks, hoping somebody speaks. While your brain is washed and your memory they delete. Women need to be loved, injected with needles and drugs, subjected to torture and kidnapped. They need this to come, it's proven. I feed them dog food, they prefer human. Make them savage, they beat each other bloody for my amusement. It's all fun and games, I keep them handcuffed and chained. Sexually make them do the most disgusting things. Starve them to cannibals, make them eat each other's brains. Changing the range, thoughts begin to seem like nothing strange. But retarded acquaintances get fist fucked and raped. Covered with lighter fluid, lit up and engulfed in flames. Soundproof walls, guaranteed to muffle your screams. Squirm on a shit stained mattress in a puddle of pee. Selling you to the highest bidder for a bundle of D. And I'ma be a scumbag till I'm 103. Throw you in the back of a van, rag stuck in your teeth. Smothered in chloroform, you wake up smothered in creeps. White slavery where bitches get put under siege, shoved into a van and kidnapped right from the streets, never to be seen again by any of their peeps. Just a victim buried deep in the world of creeps, who run through alleyways associating with freaks. You'll never be found, but cops will be searching for weeks, looking for leaks, hoping somebody speaks. While your brain is washed and your memory they delete. I'm enslaving women from Ukraine. They don't understand English, but they understand pain. It's the language of anguish. Your situation's hopeless, deceived into dancing topless, then force you into prostitution with cokeheads. Police keep the silence while you sleep with clients. You protest, you won't eat, and you'll get beat like a child does. And when you're destroyed like women from Latvia, you'll be sold to the Muslim part of Bosnia by the mafia. From where there is no return forever, you'll be on your knees, labeled the coffee table in leather. We have no hearts, we're mafiosi, evil like Bela Lugosi, white slavery OGs that don't police. Full of hate, Spanish midgets pull you out of crates, kidnap women, dangle from chains, their fate to be raped. Killers with Frank Zito cuts, deliver slaves in vans from Iran, that's delicacy like a gorilla's liver, like the stench of a roach. We'll bring it to you, critics fry like a blowgun and a naked chick in a trench coat. Chopping your feet off, don't shut the beat off, leave it, believe it, we're coming to cut the meat off and meat cleave it. White slavery where bitches get put under siege, shoved into a van and kidnapped right from the streets, never to be seen again by any of their peeps. Just a victim buried deep in the world of creeps, who run through alleyways associating with freaks. You'll never be found, but cops will be searching for weeks, looking for leaks, hoping somebody speaks. While your brain is washed and your memory they delete.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I'm your haunt for the evening, Absolute Deicide. Head on over to www.gruntfreepress.com, where each day we're posting top 10 lists of various scare-themed gaming subjects. So far we've done top 10 rape scenes in a game. We've done best torturing of a minority. Levels that prove Hitler did nothing wrong. Murder simulators that will actually help you plan your next killing spree. Dead games you can masturbate to. Large-scale genocides. And yesterday was the top 10 gay games. And they were all named Final Fantasy, believe it or not. Do you agree? Do you disagree? You can send your personal list to podcast@gruntfreepress.com, where our spookutary will send you an automated message saying that that address doesn't exist from the grave. So this is episode 169, and we are 1 week into the 2018 Spookoween festivities. So this one will be a treat. There were some new horror games that I played, and I may have dusted off or resurrected an old console to play something I had a hankering for. Something that I thought that I needed to play and review and shit. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm fucking, you know, getting the Halloween spirit here. I was playing an old scary game and review it and actually get something done on the site. But it turned out I already had reviewed it and I just didn't remember. So I mean, was that me? Did I actually review it, or was it a ghost writer? No, it was me. But we'll get to that later. That is, if you can survive this week's frightening parable. I know last week's oral biography of H.P. Lovecraft didn't go over so well, but I mean, this week, this story here, this one is based on true events, which makes it all the more terrifying, really, because it's true story here. I call this one the tale of the missing tornado. So it all began on a night not unlike tonight, very very similar, and not too long ago either. Some say it was exactly 7 days ago, in this very room, on this very podcast. The warning signs were there, and in hindsight, we probably should have seen it coming. Its neighbor said it was a troubled boy, a loner. It didn't fit in with the other games. It's a native app, one of the neighbors said. Don't get down on it just because it's different. Well, those were the last words that man ever spoke, that neighbor. In a sane state of mind, anyway. Because what happened next would torment and waste his free time for hours to come. Toredo. It was gone. An empty void where it once was. Like it had never existed at all. Toredo. So Forza Horizon 4, right? The first party Microsoft Studios game. I mean, we talked about that at length last week, right? It had some technical issues that bothered me. You know, mainly stemming from the trouble, really. The big trouble I had was trying to stream the fucking thing using, like, OBS. And you couldn't really do it by conventional means. You could only have, it's like, you can't just do, like, a game capture and grab it and whatever. I could only get it working by capturing the entire fucking, my entire display, like, the entire monitor. Which, yeah, that lowers the fucking quality of fucking the whatever you're streaming significantly, and it makes it all fucking, like, choppy and shit. So, I started fucking, like, asking around, like, I wonder if there's a fucking, like, a workaround I just don't know about. Like, as far as I know, there's really only, like, three options you get when you're using fucking OBS. Is, you know, capture the game directly, or you fucking captured, like, a window capture, which is just, like, capturing the app. Not as good, and then finally is the fucking capture your entire display, which fucking sucks. But I mean, I wonder if there's a workaround for this. It's some weird fucking setting I gotta do to fucking capture these Windows games, the Microsoft games. So, you know, I get on the fucking, like, the OBS Discord server and shit and ask over there. And, the only way to fucking stream it on PC is to use the fucking stupid display capture. So, you know, I was like, well, you know, that sucks. It gets choppy like that and shit. But, you know, I was saying that in the fucking Discord server. And, of course, some fucking dweeb has to fucking respawn. Like, well, it sounds like some encoder or GPU overload to me. Yeah, nice fucking addition to the conversation I was having. But, implying, like, you know, my PC is, like, fucking, like, oh, you should probably buy a new fucking graphics card or whatever. Like, your PC doesn't have enough horsepower to handle it. You know, even though I'm running the game on fucking ultra and fucking, you know, 100 frames a second without the game fucking hiccuping, like, it's, like, perfect. Like, this is fucking, just playing the game is fine. Like, it's great. But so whatever, fuck you. It's just, you know, it's just the streaming part. You know, using OBS to stream the fucking thing is the problem. So all right, I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's gonna be a shitty stream. I'll deal with it again. That first week I had streamed it. And it's like, ah, it's choppy and shit. But boy, again, it was like borderline fucking unwatchable. But it's like, yeah, it's kind of whatever, man. I'll fucking deal with it. Then I figure, I'm like, oh, what else can I do to fucking just try to make it better, try to make it smoother? So, I figure it couldn't hurt to check for like a Windows update might help, you know, just check to see if there's, you know, update the game. Just goes, I'm like, I wonder if there's like an update from Windows, which maybe something in there was whatever, who knows, we'll fucking make this a little bit better. So, check for that, and sure enough, there's a Windows update available. Fucking install that, update Forza, and let's see the improvements here. Updated the game, it's one of those things. It's like, the game might look a little bit better, maybe run a little bit smoother, like, you know, it's like whatever. Shit like that was maybe in my head or whatever, but who knows? But it's fucking like, it seems like maybe like a little bit fucking better. Then I'm like, all right, so I'm fucking like streaming it using the display capture. I look over my other monitor to check like how the stream's going. It's like 10 times worse. Like it's really unwatchable. Just like still frames and shit. Really like a fucking slideshow. Just fucking like, all right, well, that's fucking great. Like whatever I just did just made the shit worse. And, you know. So again, I just can't let that be streamed, like how bad this is, like as low as my fucking standards are, and that's really fucking low. Like I'm just like streaming, this stream is just complete shit. Like I can't fucking do this, so fucking forget it. So stop fucking streaming, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude. At least I can fucking play the game anyway, all by my lonesome. And I do again. I'm playing Forza Horizon 4 again. Just a really fun fucking game. I'm knocking off fucking races, I'm buying cars, having a gay old time. Then something like odd hits me. I'm just like, as I'm playing, I'm like, you know, I haven't fucking, I haven't really tried the multiplayer yet. I mean, I'm doing like the seasonal events, which are just more races mostly, but, you know, maybe it's just fucking like, it's just like a DL or whatever, like a weekly challenge type thing of like, hey, try these fucking seasonal events and shit. So I'm like, well, sorry, I'm online and shit. I can get like the leaderboards and all that, but I haven't played fucking multiplayer. You know what I mean? One of the seasonal events though, it's like, oh, yeah, you have to do it like co-op, like you have to do it online with other people and shit. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll try that. Whatever, just drive up to it and. You know, it says, do you want a matchmake for this race? Again, if you had fucking some people with you, you could race with them and shit, but I'm like, yeah, whatever, fucking start doing that, like, start doing the matchmaking. And the timer counts down for like, all right, next event starts in like 2 minutes, waiting for players, waiting, then fucking nothing, like, it doesn't work, nothing happens. Then I'm like, that's weird, whatever, fuck. I start looking into like how the online works in the game. Yeah, I just hadn't fucking, like, even thought about it. And, yeah, the main menu, there's an option just called Horizon Life that'll put you into a multiplayer session. So you just click that and you just, whatever, just, I guess, just populates the server or whatever with other cars you can drive around with and shit. I hadn't tried that, but I'm like, all right, well, I wonder what this is about. So fucking just do that, go to Horizon Life. And says searching for online sessions again and waiting for it to fucking populate with people. And then not, just nothing. It just like hangs there. Then it disappears. Never, I do something else. So, the last fucking Microsoft game I played online was, Sea of Thieves, I think. And you know, for the, again, the first, like, first party one. And I'm like, well, that worked fine. I mean, I haven't fucking, again, I haven't changed really anything in my setup, my PC, nothing. It's just the same shit. So I don't know what's going on. So yeah, that's, I head to the Forza forums or whatever, like, you know, the website, the Forza website, going to the forums in there. Because the, yeah, like, the Steam discussions isn't going to help me in this case. You know, it's not on Steam. It's, you know, it's a fucking Microsoft game. You just go direct to the fucking Forza website. First of all, I wanted to find out why OBS was being gay with this game, and this game alone, again, is like the one game that I'm having fucking problems with. So I started a thread asking, like, fucking, hey, what's up with this shit, you know what I mean? And just say what the problem is, you know, it's fucking OBS, I can only use fucking display capture, it's fucking running like shit. Then, but when I try to post it, I get a message saying, because my account that I'm using is in dispute, a moderator has to approve the message first. And apparently, when they signed me into a, like, as soon as you go to the website, so you press like sign in or whatever, it signed me into a secondary account that I made like fucking years ago for one fucking game to play co-op with somebody. And that's the one that I've just fucking, like, I don't, it doesn't have like gold or anything. It's just a fucking stupid, like, secondary online account I had to make to fucking, it's like, oh, you want to play co-op in this game? You have to make a, for player two, you have to make a fucking stupid profile. So I did that, and, yeah, every time I go to fucking, like, sign in to anything Microsoft, like, the Xbox related, always signs me to that fucking first for some reason. Yeah, and that fucking gamer tag is fucking apparently in dispute or whatever. I don't know why it fucking is the name Fistful of Ball Sacks. Like, is that fucking whatever? So yeah, then I'm fucking poking around in there. I'm poking around in the Fistful of Ball Sacks, and there's a thread, and, you know, people have already started threads about fucking the problems they're having for getting online, and, you know, it's like, oh, you know, this is how you fix online connectivity, is that right? Something like that. Getting connected. So yeah, there's lots of people that are having the same problem. They just can't fucking connect. But of course, you know, there's like 50. There's all these people like, oh, I solved it, and like, here's like my, this is like 50 different fucking solutions to the same problem, which is always fun with, again, computers and networking and shit. So, one of them is to stop and then restart some background process called IP host, you know. So I'm like, all right, well, that seems simple enough. Try that, you know, just fucking open up the task manager or whatever, find IP host, stop it, and then restart it, and it's supposed to work. It didn't work. And then the suggestion is like, hey, you know, open up the Xbox app on the computer and, you know, do like a test your connection, which seems reasonable, obviously, but again, it's fucking, I don't know why I have to use the Xbox app. It's just fucking, I'm on my computer and my computer is connected online. I haven't had trouble with any other, whatever, but I'm like, all right, well, I'll try doing that. So, run the fucking network test. Once again, you know, every other fucking PC game I play, no problem, but whatever. So, do that, fucking says, connection failed, reason it cannot resolve Teredo. What the fuck does that mean? So click on, there's a little link below that, it says learn more, click on that, and just, you know, here we fucking go with trying to troubleshoot what the fuck's going on. There's like a fucking 9-step troubleshooting process, and most of them involve, like, you know, opening up like a command prompt and typing in fucking strings and shit. So, I mean, you can be a little fucking cunt all you want about fucking computer literacy and all that shit, but even how to get to the fucking command prompt on fucking Windows 10, this changes fucking constantly about how the fuck you do that. You know, I've had to do this shit before, and it's like, oh, well, what worked fucking 3 months ago? Now you get to fucking go into some different fucking menu and all this shit. yeah, and the instructions they're giving me from fucking from Microsoft, mind you, from like their little fucking help thing from the Xbox fucking app, that's not, it's already out of fucking date from like whatever a year or two ago. It's fucking, oh, you go to the start menu and right click. It's like, no, you can't do that now. Like, oh, everything's completely fucking like fucking shuffled around. It's telling me to like click the start button and run command prompt as an administrator. That's just not an option anymore. I know it was like, again, a couple of, like a year or two ago when I tried doing something like this where fucking you could just do that, but it's like, no, that's changed. So now you have to just like dig through fucking folders to find it. And even when you do, there's no option to like run as administrator. So, no, you can't even do that. Like, you can't even like right click on the fucking option and run as administrator. You have to like hover over it for a few fucking seconds, then like it gives you like a drop down menu when you have to choose fucking more, you know, and then in that fucking like list of options, it's fucking like run as administrator. Every time you want, I was just like going through these fucking steps about how to fix the shit, and then, you know, it's giving me step by step. It's like, all right, now run this in the command prompt, then close and whatever, then like restart your computer and fucking, you know what I mean? I'm just like back and forth and just fucking like, all right, now I gotta go to this fucking folder like every fucking time and, you know, all this shit. So yeah, I'll going through all the steps, fucking ready to fucking slip my wrists and shit. And, you know, even though I might not be able to fucking, you know, write my own scripts and fucking binary code to make my PC like bark like a dog and turn the lights in my room off, on and off and all that shit, yeah, you know, all these fucking, you know, these prompts I'm writing, and I'm just fucking, again, just like these long fucking strings of just like nonsense shit. I know for a fact there's this like much easier ways to like do what they're asking you to do, like what these things are tell, like, you know, like where it's like pointing to go to like do certain shit, where it's just like, yeah, I was just taping in shit to get to different directories, these long strings of text to like go to, it's like, oh, what, this is just fucking like pointing the fucking computer into the fucking like the network folder or whatever. It was like, dude, like, you know, if only there were an easier way, you know, some sort of Windows like device. You know, I'm on fucking Windows. Like, why am I typing this shit out like it's fucking like DOS? You know, I'm just fucking like, oh, I got to be careful of just, you know, typing these nonsense fucking strings. I know, oh, they're not nonsense. It's computer language, whatever, dude. You know what I mean? It's just fucking just like, dude, I can just click like three times and get to where this shit's going. Where if I do a fucking front slash instead of a backslash, it's gonna not work or whatever. Fucking so. So, yeah, the supposed purpose of all this is to see if something called Teredo is enabled or disabled. Again, I'm 100% sure this that might do this. There's got to be a way to check that through the fucking control panel somewhere. And there is, too. But I'm doing it, like, properly. I'm just, again, just, like, the step-by-step, like, what they're telling me to do. And doing everything, going through all these fucking instructions, and it does not fucking nothing, absolutely nothing. Like, restarting my PC over and over, bringing the troubleshooter back up, doing jack shit. One step that they were asking you to do, which probably should have been the first step, really, was like, hey, you know, check your router settings to make sure that IPv6 is enabled. What that is out of some fucking networking bullshit that, once again, I've never had fucking problems getting online and doing other shit, but sure enough, whatever the fuck that is, whatever IPv6 does, it's whatever that is, it's like, it's disabled, and that's just a matter of just fucking clicking enabled. Fine, all right, whatever that means, fucking turn it on, reboot the router, fucking check the connection. I'm like, all right, well, maybe that was some stupid like that, some fucking setting that I never had a fucking problem before with, but if that's what you need to do to fucking connect to this fucking game, fine, fucking turn, enable it, restart the computer, check the Xbox app, open that up again, run the network test, and same shit, just cannot resolve Teredo. Just fucking Jesus, of course. Again, now I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do. So, and now I'm just fucking like, all right, dude, fuck these goddamn Microsoft instructions. Now I'm just like going online searching, like, how do I enable Teredo, whatever the fuck that is. I don't know what the fuck it is, but I need to enable it. And yeah, and once you go outside those stupid instructions. There's way easier ways to check that and do that without the fucking command prompt bullshit that Microsoft's telling you to do. So basically, here's the deal, as I understand it anyway. So, which is always the asterisk of anything I do on this fucking podcast. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But, so, yeah, Torito is a networking hook, like, program thing that's obsolete now. It's just, like, something that was used to get online to certain programs, but it's old and it's, you know, they don't... It's so obsolete that Microsoft disables and... And not only do they fucking disable it in fucking, like, new versions of Windows and shit, but... It's disabled, and they hide the fact that it ever existed. You know, and it's just fucking, like, gone from newer versions of Windows. Like, however, and for some reason, in order to fucking play its brand new first party Microsoft game online here, Forza, you need fucking Torito installed. Like, it's got to be, that's part of the networking hook that it uses, or maybe it's fucking Xbox in general. I don't know, but. So that makes sense, right? It's fucking like, this thing's fucking so old, like, we don't want you to fucking have it, like, who knows what the fuck, maybe security and fucking vulnerability somewhere, they fucking disabled it. But, oh, you need that to fucking play Forza online. So, yeah, the official fucking Ask Microsoft answer, that outside of the fucking, not even from the troubleshooter, from fucking the Xbox app or whatever, where you would actually, if you had that problem, if you ever fucking cared about it, you know, it's like, hey, we would find this problem, ignore that, and fucking, you know, travel looking somewhere else. It's even from Microsoft, but yeah, so they're asking me to manually go into your network devices and look for what they call legacy products, and. So, yeah, it's just fucking, like, you know, it's a little menu. It's fucking, like, whatever. Just fucking click on, like, look for, like, older software type of thing. You look for that, and it's telling you, like, from Microsoft, like, check that, and you should find the option for a Torito there. You should be able to fucking just download it from there. Only you don't. It's not there. It's so old. It's so fucking old and, again, like, obsolete that they fucking... phased it out of that, of just fucking, like, you can't even search for Torito from Microsoft and download it from Microsoft. They don't want you having it. It's just too old. They don't want it. So, again, I don't even know exactly what I did. I mean, it was just such a clusterfuck, but I just fucking just kept searching, like, how to enable Torito Windows 10 until fucking something worked, and may have been fucking entering a command prompt, but it was fucking, it was like, what worked was just, like, retardedly easy. Like, fucking just opening the command prompt and typing in, like, enable Torito or some shit like that. Not that exactly, but not far off. Certainly wasn't some fucking whatever arcane bullshit the fucking troubleshooter on the Xbox app was telling me to do. So, you know, that was my day off. I'm sorry for the long fucking stupid fucking story, but that was pretty much my day off of fucking essentially my fucking Sunday. Yeah, whatever, my fucking Tuesday night of just fucking, like, finally sit back and play a game. Oh, now I'm down this fucking rabbit hole of fucking just trying to figure this shit out. So, whatever. So, anyway, so I broke up my PlayStation 2, the original, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like the original PlayStation 2 that I've had since back in the day, which is a rarity for me to have, like, just an actual childhood, like, teenage console in this fucking case, but you know what I mean? Just the original fucking shit. I've had a fucking... Right now, I have, like, a ton of old systems hooked up and shit, but usually fucking it's like, oh, that's, like, my fourth or fifth fucking NES, you know what I mean? Or, like, fucking, like, third Genesis and shit like that. I'm a bit rough with my stuff. Rough stuff, they call me. So yeah, this is the PlayStation 2 I got here. It's a slim PS2 model. It's not like it's the fucking the fat, like, original one or anything like that. If I remember correctly, I think I bought it almost exclusively so I could play Silent Hill 3. So whatever, yeah, I broke it out this weekend in order to play Silent Hill 3. So again, I hate to get into more of the technical bullshit. There's not much to get in a fucking PlayStation 2 game working off a disc, obviously, but I was fucking surprised that the system worked. I mean, I had it fucking, it was just fucking just pretty much, I'm like, dude, this thing can't fucking work. And I had it fucking, again, originally back, whatever, 2000, early 2000s, and fucking, I bought it and then, you know, played it for a little bit, then fell out of my favor, and I probably fucking shoved it in a box under my bed somewhere and in my basement where that gets fucking flooded every time that it rains. And then I think I gave it to my brother at some point, who was, I think when he was in school in like Vermont. So I was fucking with him up in Vermont and, you know, college fucking environment and shit with people probably fucking smashing around. And then, got moved several times. You know, he moved several times while he was up there. And then he fucking moved to New York. I think he took it with him there. I should probably get boxed up, taken over there. And yeah, I don't know like how much play it got from him over the years or whatever, but for the last like 3 years or so, it was just fucking just like, I'm like, all right, you're just like, I don't want this thing. It's fucking like gave it to me. It's been kind of just been like sitting on a fucking shelf in my room, covered in about fucking 2 inches of dust and grime and shit. So I'm like, dude, I wasn't even sure if like he gave me back like all the chords and shit, but yeah, you know, I'm just like, all right, whatever, man. I fucking have a hankering for Silent Hill 3. First option was just try to look for it to get it on like PC somewhere, and just no. I think I have it on like Xbox or whatever, but that the HD collection is kind of shitty. So I'm like, all right, well, you can't get it on like PC anywhere. So, you know, it's not like Steam. The Steam is like Silent Hill 3 anywhere. So, I was like, all right, whatever. I have the PC, I have the fucking PS2 right there. Silent Hill's staring at me, the game. So I just hook it up and shit. You know, hooked it up and the fucking son of a bitch just worked. I think the power cord is sketchy. I think if you jostle it a little bit, it'll fucking shut off like in the back. But the controller too. I'm like, it's in pretty good shape. And I started using the controller. I'm like, this controller's pretty fucked up. I don't know if it's like the game or what, but. So I was trying to play with the fucking the analog stick and fucking, dude, forget that shit. It's fucking running all over the place, and even with the D-pad, I was playing fucking Silent Hill 3. So I had a hard time fucking walking in a straight line. Though, I mean, to be honest, that kind of works for Silent Hill. It makes it seem like I'm really good at juking out dogs and shit. I'm unpredictable in the fucking game. I'm, you know, dogs jumping at me. I'm just going left and right. They don't know where I'm going to go. Then I'm like, all right, dude, I think this controller's fucked up. So I ended up fucking just getting a new controller from like Amazon or whatever for like $20. It's a fucking cheap third party thing. But, I started using that. That seems like slightly better, but not much. Again, I think it's the fucking Silent Hill, the game. I'm just not used to that like stiff kind of movement. The fucking, the PS2 or whatever, the D-pad kills my hand. And, using the stick in that game is just not great. So who knows? I don't know. Maybe the system is kind of fucked up. I don't know. Anyway, so Silent Hill 3, it's kind of an odd one. In some ways, it's, what people would consider a prime example of the Silent Hill formula, where you're checking a bunch of doors and 90% of the time they'll be broken. They won't be able to open them. You're solving puzzles as fucking nurses and foggy streets and all that shit. That's all there. And yeah, Silent Hill 3 ties into the original game too with storyline. So the timeline of the series was kind of Silent Hill 1 comes out and people either loved it or they just kind of like dismissed it as a Resident Evil clone with too much fog, pretty much. Though, I think time has proven me correct. And now it's fucking look back on as like a masterpiece. Silent Hill 1, Silent Hill 2, that was more like a mainstream success. And, Silent Hill 2 is a fucking phenomenal game. Because it was, you know, it was just so much more mature and serious than like Resident Evil, and the production value was so high in that game too. It wasn't as easy to ignore. You're just fucking like, some foggy piece of shit. even though I think Silent Hill 2 maybe get a little bit overrated. I mean, as good as the game is, and as much as I know, I fucking love it and shit, and I'm talking shit about it. But I mean, you hear a lot of like, oh, it's the scariest game of all time fucking talk about it. And I don't even think the game's really that scary. I think it's more like depressing and like melancholy and fucking offbeat and shit. I mean, the original game will make you shit your pants, and I think 2 will kind of make you cry your pants. It'll make you fucking sad, I think, is the main goal of that. It makes me just fucking, it's, you know, it's just one of the, it makes you, like, uneasy and shit, but, yeah, it's more, like, sad. The first one is just fucking, like, all out, just fucking, like, Jesus Christ, you just, like, feel like you're gonna die, and feel like you're fucking, you know what I mean? My take on that, anyway. So, then Silent Hill 3 was well received too when it came out, I believe. But at this point, it's like fucking, you know, compared to like 2, I think at this point when the game came out, it's, you know, 2 is already out and just going to 3, which is, it feels more, it feels a little bit like regressive, where, you know, the story's goofier. They're not really going for like the highbrow psychological horror. Instead, it's just kind of more straightforward. They try to like, they try to like explain everything that's going on in the game. Maybe over explain things. It's more of a linear game than 2 was, and they're kind of going for, you know, again, just going for get away from the high, you know, the fucking just psychological shit from 2, and just going for more of like, it's going to be like pure horror again. They were trying to go back to like how 1 was, but yeah, I don't think they quite got there. It's still good. I saw Silent Hill 3 still good. It's a fucking solid survival horror game, but you know, in retrospect, anyway. And yeah, and then fucking, you know, 4 came out afterwards. The Room, right? For Silent Hill 4, The Room. Oh, hi, Mark. Whatever. And that one is the four is like the super divisive one. You know, where some people fucking love it, some people think it's shit, and, you know, there's a debate over whether it really is a Silent Hill game or not. You know, rumors abound that it was developed as a random horror game by Konami, then they slapped the fucking Silent Hill name on it at the end and changed a few character names around and fucking like put in some references and just called it fucking Silent Hill just for the brand recognition. Though that's been proven to be complete bullshit. The most recent fucking word is the most credible sounding fucking ones that I've heard. It's just like Silent Hill 4 was always a Silent Hill game. Just had like a different like project name or whatever when it was like very early on when they were in like the prototyping phase. They called it something that wasn't always called Silent Hill, but it was, you know, developed by Team Silent as a fucking Silent Hill game the whole time. The goal of 4 was to make a game in the series that was like dramatically different, so it didn't become like just a formulaic. And, you know, of course, in the video game world, when you do that, when you change up a series, you always get like one camp that says they're like the hardcore fans that played the old games for like 5 billion fucking hours and the new version shit because it's not exactly like the old ones that they now have like wrapped up in their fucking very identities, because of course those people do. Now then there's the fucking normal people like me. So I'm the fucking epitome of fucking normalcy. It's regular people who just like appreciated the fucking the changes to this. You know, they appreciate changing up the series where it doesn't get stale. And again, not to toot my own horn here, but dare I say I was proven correct there too. Because yeah, what you see a lot of now is like articles and videos that are like fucking like, oh, you know, in defense of Silent Hill 4, and I see people like replaying it or like making videos on like YouTube and shit saying like, hey, you know, this game's pretty good. Let's get a lot of fucking going for it. And you don't hear so much of like fucking like, oh man, this is the game that killed the fucking series. Like, you don't hear that shit anymore, you know? Because that clearly wasn't the fucking case. It was more the fucking like half dozen or so fucking mediocre to bad sequels and remakes that, you know, the bad ones that fucking just kind of like try to like check off what those fucking clowns would be like, oh, this is what people think a Silent Hill game is. You know what I mean? It's like those people. And didn't do much else with it. That's probably what killed it. And then when fucking PT was revealed to be Silent Hills, he's here like fucking like, oh man, this game's just like fucking Silent Hill 4 the Room, and everyone's all fucking like excited about it. Oh, it's gonna be fucking awesome if it's in fucking like, oh, I hope it's all in like first person and shit. So it's like, really, it's like, oh yeah, well, where were you fucking faggots a fucking decade ago? You know, why didn't you listen to me then, or listen to me now? That fucking Kojima sucks, and so does fucking Guillermo del Toro. So let's all just kind of be glad they didn't fucking go through with fucking Silent Hills, because it would have sucked, and just would have been a fucking expensive kind of suck, like most Kojima games. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to be talking about Silent Hill 3. I will after this, shortly.
Spirits are alive, a tongue lashed upon my, help them to survive.
So, welcome back. Let's get on track here, talking about Silent Hill 3. So, this time you're playing as a girl. Impossible. There were no female protagonists until the fucking Pound Me Too movement. So, you're playing as Heather Mason, the daughter of the protagonist from the first game, Harry Mason. Kind of. Because you see, in the previous games, even though part two was completely disconnected from one character-wise, but so in the other games, the story was very fucking like nebulous, like purposefully so. You know, they were just kind of atmospheric, where you just kind of pick up some notes about cults and gods and rituals, and they'd hint at something with fucking Harry's daughter, and she fucking like birthed a god, and she's responsible for turning Silent Hill into a fucking personal hell for people. But it was, everything was just kind of open to fucking interpretation, and you know, what's real, what's not. You know, is fucking Harry or anybody in Silent Hill, like, are they all like, you know, is it all in their heads that are going through it, or are they fucking like dead, are they like in purgatory, like that type of thing. Like, everything was questionable, you know what I mean. All the fucking like different endings and shit, and which would fucking change the meaning of the game depending on what ending you got or whatever. But and in Silent Hill 3, they make the plot more literal and fucking like concrete and cinematic, and they got most of like the plot from the Silent Hill movie from this game, pretty much. Visually, especially, they pulled from fucking Silent Hill 1 and the lore from 3, because, again, if somebody's, like, a first time, if you're gonna, like, summarize, if it's fucking, like, watch, like, whatever, like, something real quick, or play one game to really understand, something that's gonna make sense, like, to quickly digest and be like, I'll look at 3, you know what I mean? It's just much easier to fucking understand. But whatever, the movie's a tale for another day, maybe sooner than you think. It is spook month. So Heather wakes up in a mall, and some fucking dopey detective named Douglas accosts her. Detective Doug. Then she runs into a cult leader named Claudia, who is her sister, and who speaks in a fucking British accent for some reason. This is where it gets kind of dumb. when you try to fucking make sense out of fucking abstract horror stories, and see if you can fucking follow this, right? Or if this makes sense to you. If it makes sense to you, email me at fucking podcast@gruntfreepress.com so I can call you a liar. So, yeah, the little girl that Harry was trying to find in the first game was named Cheryl, who was actually Alessa, or a manifestation of Alessa's, or Alessa's, yeah, of her, or, and she was a god or something, and Alessa was burned in Silent Hill, or her mother was, and Harry takes the kid that she births and raises it as his own, and names her Heather to hide her from the cult. Now, Heather's sister, Claudia, wants to take her back, even though Claudia looks like she's like at least 60 years old, and Heather's like 20 or 21 or so. They're supposed to be sisters, and Claudia has that fucking British accent, despite being born and raised and rarely, if ever, leaving fucking Silent Hill. And she's the only person in these fucking games that has a fucking British accent, just because fucking bad guys talk in fucking British accents, I guess. So, just fucking confusion sandwiched with fucking nonsensical fucking family tree on top of a enigma fucking shoved up fucking Kojima's ass. I don't know. So, yeah, then the detective there, Detective Doug, I think he's tracking Heather down because somebody hired him to do so, possibly Claudia, I don't even fucking know. But he ends up on Heather's side, saying that she reminds him of his son, Just, and it seems to be fucking no reason for the character to be there other than to fucking, he drives her into fucking Silent Hill at some point and lets her like monologue to him about like the backstory. Like, that seems to be the reason he's in the fucking story. Badly, mind you. There's some other fucking random guy, fucking Ronaldo or some shit, that it fucking shows up. I don't know what the point of him is either. I mean, just fucking... there's more cinemas in the game to fucking try to explain shit, and it kind of brings up more questions than it fucking answers. You know what I mean? With the trainer, it's like, oh, I'm going to explain all the shit. It's like, what? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Again, I played the shit out of fucking Silent Hill 1 and 2 and shit, and it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is fucking ridiculous. So, yeah, I mean, just... really shines a light about how when you try to fucking explain this like metaphysical like witchcraft and like cult shit, it's a little dumb, and the voice fucking the voice acting in the game is fucking terrible too. Hell, like the Heather's voice especially, like, you know, this is like the age old debate of like silent protagonists where, yeah, you know, you're supposed to fucking inhabit like they're fucking like blank avatars, or, you know, again, in the case of the first two Silent Hills, like you'd call fucking Harry and James, it's like, oh, you know, they're kind of like dull characters, whatever. You know, you hear the fucking criticisms, they don't really, it's like, oh, they don't like react to like the horror in the game, how a real fucking person would react or whatever. It's like a real person would react to what, like being in like some fucking purgatory, like hell, you know what I mean? And let's fucking, you know what I mean? Is like dream world type thing. I don't know. It's kind of stupid. So, but yeah, so they try to flesh Heather out. You know, she'd have her like comment on just about anything in the game. And, you know, you only do the fucking, the survival horror thing. You click on the walls and like every fucking object you can find is to see if fucking something's there. There's a clue or whatever. And, a lot of that, a lot of like the writing there is pretty fucking goofy. Like, I think they're trying to play up the notion that she's just like a normal teenage girl. You know, I think she's supposed to be in her 20s, but yeah, some of the shit that comes out of her mouth or in her head that she's, you know, she's, I guess, talking to herself in her fucking head when you're clicking on shit, it makes her seem like she's much younger than like 20 or whatever. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if she was originally supposed to be about like 14 or some shit, like 14, 15 in like the Japanese version, and then they had to age her up a little bit because it was too much to have like a kid getting like sliced up and fucking like giving birth and all that shit, creepy Japanese stuff. They're like, I don't know about that, if that's gonna fly for our international audiences. So they fucking, but it just seems like a lot of the shit of like about her personality and shit and how she talks, it's like, I think she's supposed to be pretty young. You know, her voice is, it's very nasally and like childlike. So it sounds like she always has a runny nose, and it's like all. There's so many cool looking clothes in the shop, but now it's, now isn't the time for that. I don't know, I can't do a fucking nasally girl voice. Or, you know, dad gave me the notebook on my birthday. Thanks, dad. Like, just fucking chill out. It sounds like fucking Christine Blasey Ford. yeah, the story is this fucking, like, juxtaposition where, it, you know, it's dark and disturbing for the most part, but because, you know, because it's more like straightforward and linear, it's got longer cutscenes. They're going for like the movie / game trend that was hot at the time, where, you know, where they're just kind of like, hey, you know, we have somewhat human looking people in our games now, so let's look to what fucking Hollywood is doing and do that too, and just kind of try to copy that, like, you know. Acknowledge of that fucking, you know, movies exist, and these are kind of these games, we can kind of make them like movies, and one of the last lines in the game after fucking like Heather kills a god thing is, you know, she's walking away from the camera, and she says fucking, is that it, is that how this is gonna end, are the credits gonna roll, like, you know, like shit like that. It was just kind of like cringy, not gonna lie, you know, a little bit too self-aware and fucking meta for my tastes. It's shit like that, the campy, just kind of they try to throw some comedy in there. Whereas, you know, Silent Hill, every other one of the series, even the fucking bad ones. I mean, again, I say the bad ones, like the mediocre, just fucking like, you know what I mean? It's fucking just, you know, formulaic, like whatever. Homecoming and Downpour and shit. Like even those ones are very like, straight faced and very bleak, like bleak as fuck. And then you get fucking Heather pretending that she's like possessed and she's, you know, she's going to go fucking like stab somebody at the end. Like she's walking around with a knife, like she's fucking possessed. And then fucking like, ah, just kidding. LOL. And it's kind of that kind of, it's that kind of like early, you know, late 90s, early 2000s fucking horror cinema, which is the worst era of fucking horror. There is only like a couple examples of that really stands out. That's fucking egregious. That fucking like dates it. Of fucking like it's kind of, well, you know, like the fucking some of that shit doesn't really hold up. But another thing that's fucking nuts and is different from the other games is how fucking like difficult it is. Or holy shit, like, you know what I mean, it's fucking like it's a hard, pretty hard game. I mean, you standard fucking survival horror procedure is you want to fucking run away from like enemies and shit instead of fighting them wherever that's possible. And you know it's like, you know, you're either going to take some hits by doing that and trying to avoid combat, or you're going to start shooting and shit, and you use your ammo to clear out the rooms, which, where it's like, all right, well, if we're going to do that, if we're just going to, like, stop and go slower and, you know, try to, like, fucking, like, clear out fucking, like, hallways and shit, and hopefully, you know, that might fucking pay off, or it's like, all right, well, now it's easier to move around, and, it's like, well, now you can search them more thoroughly, so, you know, you're not getting fucking harassed by the fucking, the monsters and shit. So it's like, well, if you search it more, it's like, oh, well, now I can just go to this corner over here. We can get more health and ammo and shit. So there's usually a trade off like that in most fucking survival horror games. Either way, the games are they're usually more balanced than they let on, like than they want you to believe. Where more often than not, you just kind of feel like you're low on supplies and health and ammo and shit. That's kind of like by design. And then before you really fuck yourself over, then you'll run into like an ammo dump. You know, there'll be like fucking like an ammo and health fucking room before a boss fight, and then, you know, then you usually end up with like fucking like, I have more shit than I know what to do with at the end. Like, I probably could have fucking fought more or whatever, but like, I was fine, I guess, towards the end. And Silent Hill 3, God fucking help you if you try to use firearms any more than is like absolutely fucking like necessary. Like, if this is something that you can run by, you better fucking run by it, because they do not give a shit about you wanting to clear out enemies so you can fucking explore. Because yeah, there's just fucking rooms that just fucking all that's in them is like half a dozen fucking monsters in there. There's no purpose other than to fucking just to test you to see if you're stupid enough to fucking like start firing at them. And you think there's fucking like some kind of like reward in that fucking just square room with just like nothing in there, like a dead end with nothing in there but fucking a bunch of fucking monsters. There's nothing worth getting in there. So it's you just kind of have to pick up on the game being like linear early on and just kind of roll with that. I'm just fucking, you know, the exploration is kind of going to be a death sentence. You know, it's just, I was down to like my last few fucking bullets and like health items at the end of it. And I didn't fucking fire a shot unless I was fucking like, damn sure. It was like, this better be like critical path shit where you have to like kill this thing to get by it to like progress in the game. Otherwise, like, no, like stay away from that shit. You know, using fucking melee weapons where I had to, and just getting fucked up by doing that. And, you know, it's not like the combat is something that you want to fucking look forward to anyway. You know, it's not very good, but hey, you wouldn't expect it to be. I mean, survival horror shooting is not great by reputation, though. Yeah, I always fucking preferred, like, Silent Hill's combat to say like Resident Evil, like the old fucking Resident Evil's fucking where it seemed like they were going for, like, it's like, you know, more action oriented anyway, but just had shitty controls until fucking 4. Silent Hill combat was more gritty. Like they weren't even like trying to be like slick or anything like that. It's just fucking just the whole point of those is fucking like, you're just like a normal person. You're not like some, you know, you're not like Chris Redfield or some shit, some like special fucking forces person. It's like, I don't know, whatever. They try to like explain it of just fucking like, you're some person who can't handle a gun or whatever. Or you're trying to fucking get into melee combat. But, yeah, and Silent Hill, you could get into like a rhythm of just fucking like, all right, we'll swing the pipe and shit, and it was like, all right, we'll stun this guy for a couple seconds. I could back out and move in. You could just get into a rhythm and learn how to at least like minimize the damage you're gonna take when like fighting shit. Silent Hill 3, I found fucking way more frustrating than fucking than most even those games. I mean, they give you a bulletproof vest that'll cut your damage that you take in half. So that seems pretty useful. I was just fucking like, oh, at least they gave me this, like whatever, you know what I mean? It's fucking, make it somewhat possible to start like, you know, using get in there with fucking melee and taking some shit out. But, yeah, whenever you wear the vest, it slows you down to about fucking like half your normal move speed or your run speed. So that's an issue. I mean, you don't want to be fucking, you don't want to fucking move slower in most cases. Like that's fucking not good at all. So you have to do this dance where it's fucking like I would say it's just like, I have to fucking like fight, but hopefully fucking you just, you know, you're in a fucking corner, just fucking, there's no way I have to fucking like take these guys out. But then you have to hopefully remember that, you know, you were running around, you don't have the vest equipped, so you had to fucking go into the fucking the menu, equip the vest, which still, even in some cases, it still might, even if you're backed in a corner, it may or may not be the best thing to do. You know, if you're like shooting a gun and you want to fire and back off and move and shit, but you know, you might not want the fucking vest on, because it does fucking like slow you down pretty significantly. So it's like, you might want to fucking fire a couple shots and then fucking like run the fuck away when the thing's like down or whatever. But if you're like low on ammo and you're just getting in there like swinging a sword, which you usually are, like most of the combat, like most of the game is fucking, it's like, here's some sword, and it's fucking like, cool, we'll use that. And there's a bunch of melee weapons, but it's fucking, it's like, the pipe's all right, and there's fucking the knife, obviously, is fucking like real, doesn't do much damage. You have to like get right up on top of people, and there's some fucking like a mace, like a giant fucking just like a pole with like a, you know, like a medieval ball and spike on it. I was like, this seems, I was like, this thing does a ton of damage, and it takes like 5 seconds to wind up to swing it. And yeah, and then it's like, here's a fucking like samurai sword, does like pretty good damage and it's quick. So yeah, most of the game you just fucking use the sword. So it's like, even it's like, all right, so I'm gonna just use that and fucking like put the vest on, and then it's gonna be a fucking mess when you're swinging it and shit no matter what. If there's like any kind of like real strategy to that, to the combat, if we could like stick and move or whatever, like fuck me if I could figure it out. You can block and shit, but it's more of like a parry really that only stays up for like a second or two. Then, and I don't even know if that like blocks all the damage you're taking, or if it's just like partial damage or what. It's too hard to tell what the fuck's going on there. Then you can get knocked to the ground a lot. You know, you just fucking get knocked flat, and Heather will just fucking lay down and get raped like she's in fucking Christine Blasey Ford's imagination. And I don't know if you're supposed to like get up, reliably, like you can just get up quickly and reliably. I just fucking just laying on the ground, just fucking mashing buttons, and sometimes the bitch got up, sometimes she just fucking lay there and get her for like whatever. It seemed like forever, just fucking like mashing buttons, like get the fuck up, and she's just fucking laying there, not moving, getting her fucking face chewed off by fucking demon dogs. So, Silent Hill 3, it's a fucking good horror game. Definitely of its time. I mean, it's not like masterpieces like fucking Silent Hill 1 or 2, but yeah, it's worth playing. Like if after you play those, once you played 1 and 2, it's like, yeah, there's nothing wrong. Like play 3, so it's still good. I was going to fucking review it, but again, it turns out that I already did, like, a fucking decade ago. That's up on the site there, and I'm like, I wonder what I said about it, and if I read through it, and I stand by that review. I mean, there's not much to add to it, really. It's probably better than the bullshit I would have fucking wrote now, so, go check that out. I left all the fucking typos and everything in there as it was originally published when the game was fucking new. Hey, the real problem with playing through fucking Silent Hill 3, the real problem I had, if you know me, I can get a little bit obsessive over things at times, especially certain video game series. I'm playing, I get my fucking PlayStation 2 hooked up, and it's like, all right, well, now I know it works. I bought a new fucking controller for it already. I just played Silent Hill 3. Now I'm fucking, like, genuinely curious about fucking, like, it's like, I kind of want to play fucking Silent Hill 4. See how that fucking holds up. And I own Silent Hill 4, but I have it on Xbox, and I don't have an OG Xbox, you know what I mean? So, I've toyed with fucking buying one for a while. Should I buy one? You know, there's a couple games on there that are just on Xbox I kind of want to play, and, then, like, some of those are on fucking the Xbox One, like, backwards compatibility, the games I wanted to play. It's like, oh, well, now Panzer Dragoons. I mean, it's like slowly they're trickling into fucking, like, the backwards compatibility there, so it's like, I won't even bother buying a fucking original Xbox. I can play a fucking better version of it. So, my physical, like, original Xbox games I have, I don't know what the fuck happened to those. I had a fucking ton of them, and just every time, it seems like every time I get like, I wonder where my original Xbox games are, and I go to check, it seems like there's always less and less of them. Like, I don't know what the fuck happens to them. There's that collection fucking dwindles, like, mysteriously. I know I lent some of them out to people, and I lost when I was moving. I'm just fucking like, I don't really need these, and I'll leave them or whatever. So I think I'm down to like three or so original Xbox games, but one of them is fucking Silent Hill 4. But, again, I have no fucking, like, Xbox console to play it on. So, I'm just, like, looking at original Xbox consoles and fucking, do I buy one of those? And I could buy one with, like, an HD adapter, which would be pretty fucking sweet. But I was like, I'd essentially be doing that to play one fucking game. Or do I buy Silent Hill 4 for a fucking PS2 and play it like that? Really, the correct answer is to pirate the fucking game on PS2 or PC, I guess, but... I'm like, dude, I got my PS2 fucking hooked up, you know. I went down the rabbit hole of fucking eBay listings, and I ended up paying like $50 for a fucking PS2 copy of Silent Hill 4. Maybe a little pricey. But then, of course, it's like, what else do I want to play on fucking PS2? Like, weren't there like Castlevania games on there and shit? And I think those games are fucking bad too. I played them again back in the day, and I thought they were good, but they're probably pretty bad. But, you know, me and fucking Castlevania, and it's spook month and all. I bought fucking Lament of Innocence 2 for like $20, and fucking immediately just fucking, I'm like, all right, you know, cool, I got these two games coming. Then I immediately fucking regretted doing any of that. I could have fucking pirated fucking that too, and then spent, yeah, then like the day before or so, I fucking spent like $120 on the fucking ultimate pound me in the ass fucking edition of Black Ops 4. So, yeah, I was like thinking, like, oh, what's coming out? It's like fucking out, Black Ops 4 is coming out in a couple days and shit, and that game could either suck or it could just completely fucking take over my life. Then you get fucking Red Dead's out in a couple weeks, and so I can say, dude, why the fuck could I just buy like two PlayStation 2 games? What a fucking asshole I am. So, but hey, that's me. I'm an asshole. What can I say? I also dabbled in a couple other spooky games. I'm committed to the bit this year, trying to go all out. Ak-Chung Cthulhu Tactics, as the name implies, it's a tactics game. It's similar to fucking XCOM, is just tile and turn based, and you move your squad around and get fucking, you know, they give you like percentages to hit depending on your character's skills and their positioning and their line of sight and all that shit. So on one hand, it's actually seems a lot simpler than XCOM, where where I am at in the game anyway, not too far in. There's really not much to it. We're just fucking like, all right, move around, move to cover, you get so many movement points per action points per turn or whatever. Get your guy to cover, fucking to shoot, repeat. Nazis die. There's Nazis in there that you're fighting, by the way. Again, the title does promise Cthulhu monsters, but so far, just fighting run of the mill fucking Nazis. So some of them are like Wolfenstein-esque, where they put like, you know, high tech fucking suits on them and shit with fucking, it's like, ah, oh, they have like weird weapons, like sound wave guns and shit, but nothing like too crazy. So yeah, so on one hand, it seems like really simple, but then on the other hand, you look at like the character sheets and there's a lot of like stats for each fucking guy, and there's like these skill trees that you're leveling up. It looks almost fucking like RPG like. But again, like this early on, I'm unlocking perks that are like, it's like, oh, I add +2 speed or fucking +2 health or shit and or whatever. And yeah, there's fucking spells and shit that are like further up the skill tree. But one character I have has like spells and shit that does have a spell. It's fucking like, oh, I'll try this out. It could be cool. And fire that up. It seems a little weak. Like I don't even know what the fuck it's supposed to be. She just like waves her arm and fucking does damage. Whatever it is called, like life drain, but it's fucking just like, it doesn't really, it's just like I hear some like sparks and then fucking the guy you target got hurt and there you go. Like that, like that's the spell. Like it's not really too crazy looking, or it doesn't do anything too like out of the ordinary. It's like fucking, it's like, it's just like damage. It does damage. So yeah, the game's pretty low budget. Not that that's a knock on it. Not that it's a fucking bad thing necessarily, but yeah, the graphics are just kind of plain looking. A lot of fucking repeated textures, and the enemies you're fighting all look very, very like similar. I mean, they're uniform fucking soldiers, obviously, but it's like, you know, is this character type, like the grunts look almost identical to like the snipers and shit, who don't look very different from like the officers. And yeah, again, that could change when the fucking Eldritch fucking horrors come into the mix. We'll see. We'll see how the fucking the monster design is and shit. Yeah, I mean, every mission so far has been to just like, all right, just head to like the objective marker and kill some fucking dudes and then like extract, and that's pretty much it. There's not much there, like not much variety to it. Though again, I'm only like 3 or 4 missions in or whatever. It could switch up. It could go places. Maybe, you know, maybe it won't. I don't know. It's no BattleTech though. I'll say that much. But you know, I'll keep playing it. Hopefully, there's some monster action soon. And yeah, finally I started playing the Seventh Guest, the old, FMV adventure horror game. Again, it seems like a very simple, like shockingly fucking simple game. Again, if it's supposed to be like an adventure puzzle game. Yeah, I mean, the Seventh Guest came out at like the advent of the CD-ROM games. You know, this fucking, everybody was fucking amazed by, oh, we can put CDs, play shit off of CDs, and it's not even like a fucking mist by comparison. I mean, you're just fucking like walking around a mansion, and usually there's a puzzle you're solving in each room, and you know beat that, and then the fucking cutscene plays, and the puzzles are all like standalone, like very simple, but esoteric ones, you know, like, hey, here's a fucking empty chessboard. It's like, all right, and what else? No, that's it. Like that's the puzzle. It's a fucking empty chessboard, and you just click around and shit. Click on the squares, and then queens, like queen pieces will fucking pop up, and you have to like figure out like how to get the maximum number on the board, like the maximum number of pieces on the board without them being able to like capture each other. You know what I mean? So that was like 8 of them or whatever, just make 8 of them pop up without them being able to like be in each other's way. It's just, you know, fiddly, good old fiddly fucking PC adventure puzzles. But again, it's not like fucking like Myst, where it's just fucking like, oh, I need to use this fucking math symbol and use this shit like from like the other side of the island and this pattern or whatever to figure out how to get over there. It's just like, oh, here's some bullshit. Just like click around, figure it out. You know, or there's a puzzle with a cake. There's a cake, right? And some of the cake slices have skulls on top of them. And then some of them have gravestones on top of them, and some of them are blank. And you have to select two skulls and two gravestones that connect to each other, and one blank piece of cake that are adjacent to each other. And then if you do that, like those five pieces will be removed from the cake, and you just go over the fucking whole thing until fucking the cake is gone, and that's the puzzle. I mean, the like puzzles that would be in like one of those like old activity fucking books that you'd buy at like a drugstore to keep you busy on like a long fucking road trip, if they make those anymore. Probably not. I remember it's probably on the phone, but we used to do that back in the fucking like 90s and shit. When you're navigating the mansion, there's no like pixel hunting or anything like that to fucking speak of. That's actually like throwing me off, where it's not like, yeah, I'm dragging the fucking, I'm always just thinking like, oh, it's a puzzle, like old fucking PC, like adventure puzzle game. It's gotta be pretty like complex and like fucking like, you know, in depth, but, I'm dragging the fucking the bone hand fucking cursor all over the fucking screen, and there's like nothing there. It's like, I wonder if there's like some little button I gotta press, but it's like, nah, everything's just pretty, it's either there or it's not, and fucking, there's really nothing to find that I found so far. Because it is simple, like that means like the presentation of it is pretty slick, I would say. Like I do like that. Like, you know, the production values and the fucking the acting and the live action scenes aren't that bad, surprisingly. As bad as you would think. You want one of these fucking like FMV games from that era. they're not really going for like campy B movie shit. They're trying to like play it like straight for the most part, and there's some like goofy characters and shit, but you know they're trying, and that's fucking admirable anyway. The game opens up with like a story about a drifter who murders an old lady, then he goes nuts and starts making kids dolls that make the kids sick and whatever, like, you know, give them like some kind of plague and kill them. But he gets rich off that from selling the dolls, and he uses the money that he made from that to like build a mansion and fills that with puzzles. I love the fucking the Winchester mansion kind of. Like that opening movie. It's like, yeah, it's kind of like cheesy and shit, but you know that you can tell they're drawing inspiration from classics like fucking like Nosferatu and like House on Haunted Hill and shit, with like some of the drifters like mannerisms. It's like, ah, it's kind of like, you know, the camera angles and shit they use. It's fucking like, oh, you know, again, they're like trying to like make it look good anyway and shit. And again, just kind of draw them like the classic horror shit. And, you know, it kind of works. You know what I mean? One of those deals where like the grainy, shitty video quality almost fucking like adds to it. It makes it a little bit creepier over time. Like now you watch, it's like, before it'd be like, oh, why isn't it fucking higher resolution and blah, blah, blah. You know, you're playing it now. It's like fucking like, it's kind of, it looks creepy in a digital PC FMV kind of way. So yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see where it goes, where the game goes and shit, where the story goes anyway. So yeah, what's funny about playing these old horror games here, like fucking Seventh Guest and Silent Hill 3 and shit. It's funny to say, like, oh, this is like these classic horror games, like they're like classic fucking horror movies from like the 30s. But yeah, these are from like the 2000s or whatever, like 90s and 2000s and shit. So yeah, what's funny about playing those is what really fucking like dates them is they're like, you can tell they're pre Twitch, like pre fucking streaming games and people watching games online and shit, because they're not great fucking games to watch. Like, I don't know who the fuck would watch like seventh guest or whatever on someone playing that on Twitch, where it's fucking just like, ah, I'm stuck on a puzzle, fucking pull out a notebook and a pen to fucking jot down clues and shit. Like, so yeah, that's like a bygone era. Like, it really is. Like, you could say it's a game design dead end. Ooh, spooky. But I tried. I'm tired again. Spook month is both a blessing and a curse. I'm Absolute Deicide. Gruntfreepress.com is a thing. My goal is to write at least one like horror themed review by Halloween. And I know I'm aiming high here. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com. That's the email address. Send me some digital candy with some digital AIDS infested razor blades in there. I have to find a way to make fucking Call of Duty seem scary for next week. Yeah, they have like what, zombie mode in there or whatever, but I'm pretty sure that mode sucks. So it sucks your blood.
Son of a-